Well, the first thing it does, imagine now I'm starting my first yechidus. My first yechidus with the Alter Rebbe, I come into the Alter Rebbe. In my first meeting, what's my problem? At least the way that I'm able to identify it, to describe it. Let me ask you a question. Where in Tanya does it explain or philosophically prove the existence of God? Nowhere. Nowhere. Tanya, that's not the point of Tanya. Tanya is not a book of philosophy. It's not there to convince anybody of anything. Tanya is a practical guidebook for somebody who's already identified a conflict, a problem, a dilemma. And the person is coming in and they say, I want to serve God. Okay, so what's the problem? Go serve God. Right? What's your problem? You want to serve God? Go do it. What is the person saying in their first yechidus with the Alter Rebbe? They're saying, you know, am I a good person or am I a bad person? I want to do the right thing. I want to be of service to Hashem. But sometimes I don't want to. Or sometimes in the very same moment, I want to and I don't want to. Am I crazy? What's wrong with me? You know, when Rivka was pregnant with twins, she didn't know it was twins. And they were fighting. And she would pass by the Beis Medrash of Shem Ve'ever, and Yankiv would struggle to go forth, and she'd pass by the Beis Avodah Zarah, and Esav would struggle to go forth, and she went to the prophet, she went to Shem Ve'ever, and she asked, what's wrong with me? What's wrong with my child? And he explained to her, it's not your child, it's your children. You have twins. And she was relieved. Why was she relieved? Why was Rivka relieved? This isn't in Tanya, but this is, you know, just to help us understand. She thought she has one kid who's totally confused. At least she found out neither of them are confused. They each have their nature, but at least they're not confused. You come into the Alter Rebbe and you say, what's wrong with me? Am I nuts? And he says to you, no, you're pregnant with twins. So chapter one is shtei nefashos, two souls. That conflict you feel, it's not because you're nuts. It's because you have two souls. And the Alter Rebbe begins chapter one by explaining what the first soul is like.